Acres.
The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm joined this morning by Randy Melzer. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be back again.
It's good to have you. And we'd like to remind you before we get to our guests that Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the Fox City Score Chapter. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But right now, I'd like to turn to our guests, and they are Jason Monette and Matt Wilcox from WBD. Good morning, Jason and Matt.
Morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Good for you. So let's talk a little bit about maybe your backgrounds and also WBD.
Sure. So I'll start. My name, of course, is Jason Monette. I'm the Senior Vice President and Senior Lender for WBD. I've been with the organization since 2001. And prior to that, I was with Regional Bank Associated Bank for about 5 years in commercial lending.
My name is Matthew Wilcox. I am a Vice President and Loan Officer with WBD. I've been there for just about 2 years now. Prior to that, I had been over 20 years in the banking industry, most recently with BLC Community Bank in Little Chute.
Great, great. So you both got a lot of good commercial experience. So what is WBD?
So we're a nonprofit company that helps small businesses grow and create jobs. And the main reason or main way we do that is through deploying the U.S. Small Business Administration's 504 loan program. That 504 program is a source for long-term fixed-rate money for real estate and equipment projects for small business. And we can typically help a small business borrower get into a project for as little as 10% down payment. And we provide long-term fixed rates for up to 25 years. So it can really help with a business's cash flow position to use the program as opposed to conventional financing. We used to be known as Wisconsin Business Development. So if you've heard that moniker before, that's also us. We shortened it to WBD Incorporated, and we're branding ourselves now as Your Business Finance Resource because of the ways that we reach out throughout Wisconsin. We are technically what's called a certified development company, or CDC, for the SBA. So we essentially are a delivery mechanism to help deliver the 504 program throughout our territory. And we are one of the most active CDCs in the country. We typically rank in the top 10 in our loan volume. We work with a great number of small businesses throughout the state, which we're really proud of. Actually, since 1981, I had to look it up. We've helped finance over $2 billion in projects and helped create over 65,000 jobs in Wisconsin, working with our lending partners and small businesses throughout the state.
Yeah, when you say all of these different projects and so on, what types of things do you guys actually finance that makes you different and unique?
Well, we are primarily focused on fixed asset financing, which would be real estate or equipment. In some cases, we can go up to 25 years on equipment if the useful life would extend that long.
So, okay, as opposed to what's the other form? Is a the other type of SBA loan?
Oh,
my mind just went. That's happened to me. You've been away for a while. Your mind goes blank.
Sure.
What's the difference between what you do and other types of SBA lending? Why is that different?
So our program, as Matt mentioned, the use of funds is restricted strictly to fixed assets. And typically when you get into a project that involves an investment of $300,000 or greater, it makes more sense to use the 504 program because of the various fees associated with the programs. Ours just work out to be much more cost effective. And then the other differentiating factor, Randy, is that we provide that long-term fixed rate as part of our financing. Before we get too far into the details of the programs, we can probably talk a little bit about how our financing may differ from conventional financing. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that may not be overly familiar with small business financing in general. But maybe we look at an example of a small business that is growing, doing really well. They're tired of paying rent, and they're looking to either purchase their existing facility or potentially relocate to a new one. That's a really nice fit for the SBA 504 program for a number of reasons. But kind of looking at it, if you would go to, at some point, the business owner does their due diligence, they start talking to their lender at their bank or credit union, that lender is going to get a comfort level, hopefully, with the request, and typically will provide them with a financing proposal that will have terms and conditions in it. And some of the things that you look at when comparing that conventional financing to what we might offer, obviously there's going to be an amortization period for whatever loan is offered, and that's the period of time over which the loan gets repaid. There's obviously a term where that whatever length of time the bank or credit union is committing. Typically for conventional lending, that can be as short as a 3 to a 5 year term. Amortization may be 20 years, but they have to renegotiate the terms when that note comes up. Obviously, there's going to be an interest rate charge. There may be some origination fees, much like your home lending or car lending process. There's going to need to be some form of payment or borrower contribution provided by the small business. Obviously, there aren't many out there that are doing, you know, straight up 100% financing for commercial concerns. And then obviously, there's going to be a collateral piece that will be part of the request, whether it be the project or some other collateral that's brought to bear.
So if we were going to look at someone who was going to borrow maybe $1 million for a new building and maybe some land, what would be a typical structure for that kind of a loan?
Yeah, so what we generally see in the market is, you know, somewhere 15 to 20-year amortization, potentially in some cases a 25-year on conventional side, though that may be a little more rare. I mentioned typically it's a 3 to 5 year term. And then rates depend a lot on the underwriting process of the lending institution. But these days, prime, which is the main floating rate that commercial loans are priced off of, is up to 5%. So it's come up significantly from its low that it's been at for a number of years at 325. So prime rate is a typical basis, and then sometimes there's an index charged above that. Usually there's a 20% or so down payment requirement just to keep the bank in a comfortable loan-to-value or collateral position. And then they may secure it with collateral, just a lien on or mortgage on the property, or they may require some other collateral from either the business or the individuals involved.
Just to kind of clarify something, the two terms that people have a tendency to get mixed up or have some confusion with is when you talk about the amortization versus the term. If I understand correctly, the amortization determines the payment based on the number of years.
You got it.
Where the term is actually the period of time that the document or the agreement is good for. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
So then how does WBD come into this?
Do you want to take that, Matt, and kind of how we differentiate ourselves in those areas?
Well, sure. As we mentioned earlier, we're an SBA-approved certified development company, or CDC, and we're able to help borrowers secure funding through this SBA 504 loan program. Where that differs, again, from maybe some of the conventional options that you may have out there, we do have terms from 10 to 25 years, and that's a fixed rate and fixed for the entire portion of that loan, where a conventional financing, as Jason mentioned, you may have 3 to 5 years. Your rate's going to change at that point, so then your payments may go up significantly depending upon how that rate would adjust. For our program, the term, either 10, 20, or 25 years, the rate is fixed for that, so it does not change on that portion of loan, so up to 40% of the project through the 504 program.
Okay. And obviously the down payment requirements tend to be less using 504 than they would be for conventional financing. We can get into a project for an existing business for as little as 10% down. Mm-hmm. And Matt mentioned the long-term rates. I mean, we're offering 20-year fixed-rate money just over 5.3% today. So when we go back and talk about where prime is at 5 floating, and usually there's a spread above that, you know, who knows what the Fed's going to do in the next year plus. They've been consistently raising rates as they see the economy growing. So if you see prime further increases in prime will drive borrowing rates up for a lot of small business borrowers, but those that use the 504 program will have that stability knowing that their payment's locked in, much like when you finance your house, right? You typically will look at as long a term mortgage as you can, just knowing the peace of mind of having that locked in. Everything we do involves a third-party lender, as we call it, so a bank or credit union, so there still is a piece of the financing. Typically, the first mortgage loan of about 50% of the project is held through that financial institution, and everything we do involves cooperation with them. But that piece of the financing also needs to have a committed term of at least 10 years. So our borrowers end up with a really nice structure that gives them the opportunity to know kind of what their payment's going to be for an extended period of time. The 10% down payment piece, I know and one of your hosts here, Tony Bush, would slap me if I didn't mention the cash flow implications, right? So if you have a 10% down payment, that's less money that you had to put into your bricks and mortar equipment project. You've got that available to help finance your growth. We see a lot of businesses that we work with, this is part of their growth plan, and so retaining that additional cash to help with that is critical.
And the other, one of the things that we did see, again, back in 2008 and so on, when things really got nasty, was the fact that people who had short-term programs were caught in a situation where they can't borrow. So in that case, I would say your program is very, very important for your long-term planning.
Agreed, yeah. Yes. And Matt can certainly speak from that on that from a former bank perspective.
Right, yeah. There were some deals that were coming due when that term was up, and the banks were just saying, we're not going to renew it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business owner, you may have made all your payments, but based on the changes in the environment, the financial institution, for one reason or another, elected to not renew the loan, and you had to go out and try to find someone to take that over in an environment where banks weren't really willing to look at additional opportunities. So this would have had you locked in, and as long as you make your payments, there's nothing that can happen that way.
And as far as prepayment and so on, can you pay in advance on these types of loans as well?
On these loans, you cannot. I shouldn't say that. There's a prepayment penalty on the 20 years, the common example that we use. No prepayment is allowed for 10 years, and after the first 10 years, you can prepay it, but it has to be paid in full. You can't make partial payments.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so that really gets into how these loans are funded. So each month, there's a bond sale. So the SBA's role is critical in providing this this program. So they guarantee the loans to the investors that buy them. So these loans that we make to small businesses are all pooled together, and it's a large pool, typically about $300 million a month that go to sale. And they go to sale to investors that want to buy the bonds and retain that long-term earning asset, so they earn that that rate over time. And at the end of the day, that's what enables the small business owner to access that long-term fixed-rate market. Large companies, GE, et cetera, can issue bonds that people want to buy because they're very safe. Small businesses don't have that ability. So the magic of the 504 program is the full weight and credit of the federal government is backing those loans and allowing them to tap into that bond market for long-term fixed-rate money. So it's really a great program. The trade-off for tapping into that market is what Matt talked about. There is a prepayment penalty because the investor that buys them expects them to be out there for at least 10 years, and if for some reason the borrower would sell the property or whatever, prepay earlier, there is a prepayment premium that applies.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah, and in many cases, though, if the business happens to have excess cash flow, they can use it to pay down on the bank's front-end mortgage.
Yep. Right.
As we mentioned, that we can finance up to 40% of the project, so the bank's loan typically does not have prepayment penalties if you're paying extra principal down.
Sure.
So you can reduce your debt that way.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Jason and Matt, and want to remind you that if you'd like to get in the conversation, you can call us at 920-281-1150 or toll-free at 866-887-1150. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guests this morning are Jason Monette and Matt Wilcox, and we're talking about WBD. Before we continue our conversation with Jason and Matt, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Fox City SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an eight-county area around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for a no-cost and confidential mentoring session and or to learn more about the Fox City SCORE chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the SCORE chapter can assist you with starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no cost and offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas your business may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And I'd like to turn back, Jason, and talk a little bit about, from maybe the bank or the credit union's mm-hmm. point of view, as a former CEO of a credit union for a lot of years, the bank and the credit union have to look at the asset liability management, and that's
correct.
What prevents them from locking into these long-term 20, 25-year
right.
terms that
right.
you guys are able to offer
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because they have to make sure that, you know, they're not funding 20-year loans with 3-year CDs or,
right.
or less.
Right.
So that becomes you really become a complement to what the bank is able to do. The bank has a big part in this, and they do their part, and then you come in and help them in a number of different ways to be able to complete a better deal for the borrower.
Yep, very exactly. well said, and you're absolutely right. That's a challenge for a lot of lending institutions in trying to provide that long-term fixed-rate financing to borrowers. On the commercial side, there just aren't a number of options that there are with home mortgages that have a active secondary market that can lock that rate. So it's important. We feel we play an important role for borrowers that are looking to lock in the long-term fixed-rate money and providing an alternative for the bank or credit union to look at using the program.
Right. What we've been talking about here are the different parts that go into this, the bank's mm-hmm. portion of mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. The up to 40% that you guys are involved in. One of the key questions I always get is for that 10% that I, as the borrower, have got to have. Where does that have to come from?
Yeah, that is a great question, and one that we get all the time. It can be very flexible. Cash, obviously, everybody likes to see that. If there is real estate involved, if the property's been owned for more than 2 years, equity in the existing project based on a current appraisal can be utilized in the program. Also, in some cases, there are municipal loans with favorable terms, lower than market rates, that it's an exception, but we can request the SBA look at it and see if it could be deemed as equity. Another common source is seller financing.
Now that means is that if I'm selling you my property, that means that I still keep a piece of the pie as far as
you may hold back 10 or 20% in some cases, and it would depend. There's a little bit of a different rule depending on whether or not you as the seller would continue to hold a security interest
mortgage,
in the property
yeah.
that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
As to how your financing can be structured, but in many cases. If you're willing to go unsecured, you can set up the terms, and as long as it works from a repayment source cash flow model, then it can work and count as borrower contribution.
Yeah, and then do you guys work with organizations such as like CAP Services and people like that who provide what we call some types of gap funding?
Financing. Yeah, it's pretty common that we'll see other financing sources in a project, especially if it's a significant impact to the local community. We'll often see local economic development organizations or RL revolving loan fund lenders be part of the solution because they often have very favorable rate financing, again, because they look at the impact that the project's having on the local community, creating jobs, building the tax base, and they want to be part of that as well. So the extent that we can help the borrower utilize those programs also, we're all for it.
Great. So be a little creative when you're putting your thing together.
Absolutely, yep.
We do have that option, yes.
Okay.
So then when you're finally done with the structure here, there's going to be two loans to the borrower, right? One is going to be to their local bank or credit union, whichever they're working with, and the second one is going to be to WBD for the portion of the loan that you've done, right?
Correct.
And then overall, effective rate, it comes on the entire package of the loan, let's say the $1 million that we're talking about, is going to come down because you're able to offer that longer-term below-market rate on the portion that you're able to. So it becomes much more attractive for the borrower to work with both parties than maybe just one.
Yep, good point. And we kind of essentially provide a hedge for the borrower, right? So a hedge against inflation, et cetera, because we've locked in the rate on our piece. Historically, some borrowers have chosen to just float the rate on the bank's portion, bank or credit union's portion. I think we're starting to see less and less of that as there's fear of continuing rises in short-term rates and floating rates are going up. But there is still that option as well.
So there's talk about the fact in the banking industry there's always a turnover in every industry, and the management turns over, and you've got people who've had experience that now have moved on to something else, and new people come in who haven't necessarily had that kind of experience, and we're in one of those times right now where we've had 10 years of very low and very flat rates, and as these rates start to rise, we're going to have some times where it's going to be very, very challenging for both the bank management and the business management, because you're going to have to figure out how to adjust to those rising rates and how to deal with those.
Yeah, very much agree. This is new times for a lot of folks, right?
It is. So we'd like to remind you, if you'd like to get in the conversation this morning with the folks from WBD, you can give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton or outside the area, toll-free 866-887-1150. You're listening to Biz Talk, and we'll be right back.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge, know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here this morning with Randy Melzer. We're talking to Jason Monette and Matt Wilcox from WBD. And we have a call on the line. Paul, are you there? Paul?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Jason or Matt?
I do have a question. He alluded earlier to a $300,000 floor, I think. But my question is, with the business owner that wants an equipment loan of, say, $135,000 after he, you know, that after he pays the $15,000 down, and he wants to finance it over 15 years, would he not contact WBD with to see if they were interested in that?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. It's one we get often. The reason that I said $300,000 is there is an a flat origination fee associated with the program that has to do with drafting the bond documents, and that's rolled into the project. But it's $2,500, and when you look at the size project where it makes sense to kind of amortize that and still end up with a positive impact and long-term fixed rate, that's where you get to that $300,000 level. So, you know, we could, in theory, look at a loan that small. I think the statutory size – a minimum for a 504 loan. Our portion of the financing is $25,000, but you'd really have a very high effective rate when you factor in that fee. Now, what I would mention is that your request sounds like a great opportunity to use the SBA 7A program through a local financial institution. You might not get the same long-term fixed rate, but you would still get potentially the 15-year term and amortization, and you could talk to them about some fixed rate options. The other real positive of a 7A loan of that size right now is that the guarantee fee, the fee that you would owe up front on that, is waived for small loans of that size. So that's what my recommendation would be for that particular request, and I thank you again for calling in.
Okay, great. You've answered my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
So let's get back a little bit and talk about the people who are using the 504 loan. There's a lot more potential out there than what you're probably seeing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we like to think so. We've been pretty Wisconsin's been a pretty good user of the program historically when you look at other states, but it is a little bit in the shadows, and part of that probably has to do with the way the program's delivered and making sure that we get out in front of people and kind of do our jobs and making sure everybody knows the program's available. So we do we've done a tremendous amount of outreach historically to financial institutions and lenders to make sure they know the program, but we're really taking the next step and going directly to the small business community at large and those that work with small business owners, and that's part of the reason we're here today. But we do have we're active on social media now, so Facebook page and LinkedIn. If any of you are out there, I hear it's not just going away. It's not just a fad, I guess. So feel
no,
free
we're,
to
we're definitely stuck
follow
with
us on LinkedIn as well as Facebook. We do have over 1,300 loans in our portfolio, totaling $670 million about. So we certainly have used the program in the state, but we continue to try to deliver it to more and more folks as we believe it's just an excellent resource for growing businesses.
Right. I actually have a couple of projects I'm working currently on that came to me through just people calling in that they saw our name on a website and went from there.
Okay, well, to that point, how do we reach you? What type of phone number? What are the addresses for the website so somebody's looking for you?
Thank you very much, Randy. So WBD.org is our website. It's a really nice resource, we feel. There's actually just to plug, we have a three-minute overview video that talks about the SBA 504 loan program, kind of looking at it more or less from the general public perspective and understanding how it's delivered. Because I admit it is kind of a convoluted program to explain. The thing I like to joke a little bit about the video is for years I worked at WBD, and even like my parents, it was hard for them to really understand what the heck we did. Mm-hmm. And so I showed my mom the video, and she's like, oh, I get it now. So
right.
If anything we're talking about is kind of over your head or whatever, check out the video of WBD.org.
As a lender who was an advocate of the program, I wished I would have had that for all the years when I tried to explain it to a borrower what I wanted to have them take a look at as an option, and this explains it in 3 minutes and does a very good job of doing that.
It is very well done.
And you said that's at
WBD.org.
So we have another call on the line. John, are you there? John?
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a question?
I do, and it kind of alludes back to what Pat said before about the rising interest rate environment. You see it going up, and it's projected to keep going up. How have you seen the lending environment change, and how has the demand for the 504 fluctuated with that demand?
That's a great question, John. Thanks for calling in. We've seen a large demand, especially for the new 25-year fixed-rate option as a result of that rolling out and this rising interest rate environment. We've seen increases in short-term rates significantly outpacing longer-term rates. So with this flat yield curve, we have a lot of people looking at locking something in at this point in time. So the interest in the 504 program has increased with that rise in short-term rates. The 504 long-term fixed rates with all-in, inclusive of the fees, at sub 5.5% right now for up to 25 years is a very attractive option when you're looking at some of the other alternatives in the market.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Well stated. I just wanted to jump in. You mentioned flat yield curve. For those that may not have heard that term before, that means that the difference between short-term rates and long-term rates is very, very small. Typically, longer-term rates carry a higher yield than shorter-term rates because, obviously, the premium for the extended commitment. But as you look at the interest rate yield curve right now, as you mentioned, it's very flat with very little difference between a short-term rate and a long-term rate.
Okay. Does that answer your question, John?
It does. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
So those interest rates, you know, even if a project is good, we look at rates rising right now. Historically, they're still very good rates. We kind of got lulled into a period where we're at unreasonably low rates for a long, long time. And if you go back over 80 or 90 years of our recent history, economic history in the country, 5% or 6% is still a very good rate. But so if you've got a good project, you know, you're still going to be able to make it go, most likely, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, from a historical perspective, as you mentioned, Pat, you know, we've been really kind of spoiled in terms of the rate environment, both on the personal side and the commercial side, right? I mean, many of us were able to lock in home mortgage loans in the 3s or 4%, and that world's changing a little bit as well. But definitely on the commercial side, we're seeing a correction, and it's kind of a new world for us. So.
Okay. We're talking about the types of loans you make and so on. Mm-hmm. Picture me as a potential client for you. I've got a business. I'm interested in working. How do I start? Who do I go to first? And then number two, what do I need to bring? What do I have to have with me besides my 10%?
Sure. Well, typically, our referrals, as we mentioned, come through financial institutions. So a customer would go to their bank, ask about a loan, and the loan officer would recommend looking at the 504 program as an option to finance the real estate acquisition, construction, or equipment purchase that they were looking at.
Real quick, should I, as a client, tell the banker to look at that for me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's something you can do some research on our website, find out about the program, and ask the lender to show you what a 504 option would look like, and that's when we could get involved.
Okay.
Otherwise, they can call us directly. We can explain the program to them. If they don't have a financial institution already lined up, we can give them a multiple or multiple options to choose from, as we have several banks that work with us and are friends of the program that we can point them to.
Okay.
And Matt, your contact information is?
You can reach me.
He's coming out ahead of me here.
Yeah, very good. Our office in Oshkosh, the number there is 920-231-5570. Either that or you can email me at
mwilcox
at wbd.org. I had to think about that for a moment.
Yeah, and then in terms of the type of information that's needed, Randy, I know that was part of your question.
Yeah.
So we typically need information on the business owners, obviously resume and personal history information, as well as their personal financial statement and tax returns. And then we need information on the business applying, of course, and that typically takes the form of the federal tax returns for the business, an interim financial statement if we're in the middle of the year, a debt schedule showing the terms of their existing loans. And then depending on the nature of the project, we may need forecasts or projections showing their expected, especially if they're in growth mode. We're going to need to show what's going to change to support the additional debt with the project. And then, of course, we need information on the project itself. So for commercial real estate, it's an offer to purchase. For a construction loan, it's the construction bids. For an equipment project, it's typically the equipment bids or invoices. I always joke we harass the banker first, so we get as much of that information from the lending institution because they typically have the bulk of that. We do have a few SBA WBD specific forms that we need to go back to the borrowers to on the front end to make sure we have the information necessary to complete the application. You know, paperwork is one of the major objections we hear to using the program, and I probably should have mentioned that earlier in terms of why people don't do it more, but that's really why we exist, right? So that's part of the reason SBA included certified development companies in the process. Again, we're technically a CDC, and we work with borrowers and bankers we know what SBA wants to see in the application. And we work to make it as painless as possible to borrowers to apply.
Okay. Great. So I think we've got another call on the line. Carol, are you there? Carol, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Do you have a question?
I do. It's regarding startup businesses and if these loans can be used to help finance those.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Carol. We can use the SBA 504 program to finance startup businesses. As we mentioned earlier, we can get into the program or borrowers can get into the program with as little as 10% down. If it is a startup business, the SBA does require an additional 5% down. So in that case, you would be having to provide 15% of the project as a borrower contribution.
Okay. And then just a follow-up question. What about special purchase properties?
Oh, special purpose properties. Great question. That special purpose property is defined by the SBA. There's a list that they have, and you can access that through their website. But the special purpose property examples might be hotels, assisted living facilities, golf courses, bowling alleys, convenience stores, things of that nature, where the functional reuse is somewhat limited based on what the project is. And in that case, the SBA also requires 5% down. So if you were looking at a business that was both new or considered startup as well as special purpose, the SBA would require the borrower to have 20% down into the project.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Carol?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Yeah, we should probably mention, too, we haven't necessarily covered it in great detail, but one thing on the special use thing before I get into it is there are some pricing exclusions from special use. So a restaurant is not considered a special use property, nor is we can do mini storage facilities. Those are not considered special use. I don't know what else you do with all those individually locked units, but those are not considered special use. One thing I want to make clear, too, is we can only do projects that involve an active small business that's creating jobs, et cetera. We cannot do any passive investments. So we have to have an active business that's involved with the project. We can't, for an example, do apartment buildings or anything that involves just straight up rental or speculative estate.
But that's what you mean by passive.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I think we've got a call. Brian, are you on the line? Brian?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Jason or Matt?
Yes, I do. Do taxpayer dollars support this 504 loan program?
Hey, Brian, thanks for calling again. No, the 504 program is a zero subsidy program. I think Jason mentioned before about the fees that the borrowers have to pay, and that's basically how the program is funded, through those usage fees that are included in the all-in rate that we talk about. But outside of that, the taxpayer does not subsidize this program.
Yeah, I should just mention, through our trade organization, I have visited our Wisconsin delegation in Washington each of the last 2 years, and both sides of the aisle are very supportive of 504 because it is zero subsidy. They recognize the positive impacts it has on the economy as at whole, especially in our state, and the fact that it doesn't rely on taxpayer dollars is critical to that support. So we don't have to go to Congress and ask for appropriations each year. We just look to them to authorize the program to continue.
Does that answer your question, Brian?
Yeah, that does very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, following along that same line, again, I talk with a lot of clients who are looking to start and so on, and one of their big things comes out to be, how do I work with a government organization? Yeah. All that red tape, it takes so much time, it's so long to get done. How do I dispel that? Because we both know it's not true, but do you want to follow up on how that works?
Yeah, I think the biggest piece of the puzzle is, again, what I mentioned earlier, just working with us directly. So we try to get a direct face-to-face meeting with the borrowers early in the process to kind of explain how it works and outline, in general terms, the information that we're going to need. And we find that that helps dispel that myth quite a bit. And at the end of the day, right, there is a little bit more complexity bringing us in versus just working through your lender, but the benefits of using the program just far outweigh that additional work that's required. So I think the biggest thing is getting involved earlier, kind of getting in front of the borrower and explaining directly what we're going to need. And then they typically say, you know, that isn't too bad compared to what might have thought. So,
so you're not adding a whole lot of time to the, to the process and doing it this way?
Yeah, I mean, there's still the time that it takes for us to process and approve the loan as well as SBA, but we can often work in concert with the lender that we're working with, so that can help shorten the time frame. Honestly, typically from when we get the information we need to look at the project to when the SBA has authorized or approved the loan, it's typically a 3 to 4 week window of time. So it does take some additional time and consideration, but honestly, when we look at the WBD approval and the SBA approval perspective, oftentimes we can deliver that quicker than the financial institution that's involved, depending on their situation.
And it is important to note that a bank does have to be involved or a credit union involved in every project we do. So we really can't get started until we know that there is a financial institution on board.
Okay, so that's their speed is going to also dictate a little
bit
about yours.
Okay. Very much so.
One other thing that we run into as far as working with clients is the fees.
Mm-hmm.
Are there programs for different types of clients where they don't get involved with those fees or that they're waived?
Yeah, I mentioned the big one earlier. So, and that's not on the 504 side, but on the SBA 7A side where the financial institution makes the loan and the
right.
SBA provides a guarantee. The fees are waived under $150,000 loans. So that's a nice feature for smaller borrowers. On the 504 side, we're kind of one size fits all. The one exception is if we're working with a veteran, we have a program to help reduce the origination fee for that for
okay.
that opportunity.
But the fees are included and rolled in. We collect
the
deposit,
yeah.
right, at the time that the loan is approved by the SBA, we collect a deposit that we hold. And then when the debenture funds, the borrower actually gets a check back for the majority of that deposit.
Okay. But so as a reminder then to veterans out there who are looking for funding and help,
yep.
then you guys do have some programs that will help them.
Correct.
Great. Okay.
So one more thing before we take a break, I'd like to go back and just remind people that the funding part of your business, where you're getting the money from to be able to do this, is not taxpayer funded either. That is all coming from the debentures that you're mm-hmm. selling at a national level that are going out to institutional buyers all over the world
mm-hmm.
and things. And that's how you're able to offer the below market rates that make this so attractive for small business owners.
You got it exactly right.
Yep. So, yep. great.
And one last time, how do we find you? What are your numbers and what's your call-in point?
Well, you can call me at 920-231-5570. That's our
I can't write that fast, so take that a little bit slower.
I'm sorry. 920-231-5570. That's the number for our Oshkosh office. You can
Great.
Reach both Jason and myself there, or you can reach me via email at mwilcox@wbd.org.
Okay. And again, the website's a great resource, wbd.org.
Great. Okay.
Great. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, and we'll be right back.
Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen. Credit Union. We're gonna make life happen.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now have you heard this? At Fox, you can borrow up to 90% of your home's value with a home equity loan or line of credit. Head to one of 22 Fox locations or visit foxcu.org and make life happen. Fox is an equal opportunity lender. For all your lending needs and events in our communities, think Fox.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I I'd like to thank our sponsors who bring BizTalk to us every weekend. They start off with WBD. We're really happy you guys are sponsoring, and thank you very much for your support.
You're welcome.
Also, Fox Communities Credit Union, which has been a longtime sponsor of BizTalk. Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge. And also, we'd like to thank Kendale Marketing for their help with our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. You can go out to that website and hear previous shows, podcasts of previous shows, or see what's going to be coming up. And finally, the Business News, which is a great Northeast Wisconsin business newspaper. If you aren't subscribing to it, you should. It's $20 a year, and there's a lot of information in there. So I'd like to turn back then to Jason and Matt, and I've got a question about if a borrower has done their deal and they're moving along, are they able to refinance in a 504 program?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Fairly recently, the 504 refinance ability returned. So if the loan has been out there for at least 2 years, we can take a look at refinancing it through the 504 program, which has been a nice opportunity for those that may have missed out on the long-term fixed rate financing for whatever reason the first time. We still can get a kind of second kick at the cat. So if you have a project that you did 2+ years ago and it's financed conventionally, and you're concerned about rates rising, give Matt or I a call, and we can take a look at potentially re-racking it through the 504 program and delivering that long-term fixed-rate money.
Great availability. Wonderful situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We've been looking at how things have been and how things are going. Where do you see, as far as the Valley is concerned, business lending? There's a lot of talk going on about what's happening. What's your take on it? How are things going?
As I've seen it, it's been very robust. All banks that I've talked to are looking to grow. They're looking to add lenders. They're looking to go out and find additional commercial loan business. So it's a great time if you're a business looking for financing, looking to expand, to reach out to your local financial institution and see what opportunities may exist there, including the SBA 504 program.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The economy is very healthy. I think the two concerns we see, not to be Debbie Downer here, but construction costs are clearly rising. While there's still a lot of work out there, a lot of cranes, those numbers are getting to be larger and larger as construction firms are very busy. And then secondly, every single small business owner we talk to is having trouble finding employees, and we have seen some projects delayed or even potentially shelved based on the lack of available workforce. So I know there's all kinds of initiatives statewide, and we will certainly look to support those as well, but that continues to be a challenge to the borrowers we're working with.
Yeah, so, but it is out there. The funding is available. The banks are ready, and everybody's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're still seeing pretty active lending environment and great use of the 504 program.
Great. Okay, well, I get to ask now the fun thing at this point in time, and that is we kind of put you on the spot and ask you for a biz tip, something that you'd like the people out there who are thinking about getting into business to know, or what would be a good thing for them to be aware of. So what's your a little bit of nugget of wisdom for us.
Okay, I'll take that one, Randy. So if you are a business looking to secure financing, that there is more than one, or know that there is more than one way to get to the finish line. When you're looking for financing, don't assume that there is only one way to get things done. Be an advocate for yourself and make sure that you know all of your options. Talk to your lender and ask a lot of questions. Ask about the 504 program and on your next project. And if you're not sure what bank to talk to, visit wbd.org/504 to find out a list of experienced local lenders in your area that can help you.
Okay.
So it always goes back to knowing your business, right?
Absolutely.
You have to be aware of, going back to Tony, your cash flows and, you know, whether you can afford to make the expansion or not, and then what's available. And oftentimes you have to go out and do that research yourself. Sometimes a bank won't necessarily bring this up because they may not be aware of the program or as aware of it as you'd like them to be.
Right, right.
And so it always pays for somebody to go out to your website, which is?
www.wbd.org.
It's a great website, and it's got a lot of information on it. And, you know, look and explore for yourself. And the same thing with the 7A programs that, you know, somebody – it's got some interest in it that they go out and do a little bit of research for themselves, and be prepared when you go to your bank or your credit union and say, you know, here's what I'm looking at and here's what I found. What can you do to help me with this.
Another quick reminder, too, just to put in a plug for SCORE, is that we have people who are familiar with and are versed in the different SBA programs. So if you have questions, you don't want to go necessarily to the banker, but you want to get started, definitely come to scorefoxcities.org, and we'll be more than happy to work with you for the life of your business.
Mm-hmm. So WBD, we didn't really talk about this really too much, but WBD is a statewide organization. You've got offices all over the state of Wisconsin. And Matt, you're, and Jason, you're both in the Oshkosh office, correct, which is the regional one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Right.
I really go from Sheboygan County all the way up into the UP, up to Marinette. So.
Yep. We also can lend in 6 counties in the UP and 14 counties in Minnesota. But we have lending offices throughout our territories.
Wow.
So that's kind of a reason that you're rebranding as WBD versus Wisconsin Business Development.
Another reason for the rebranding.
Organization. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to thank you for coming in this morning. It's been great to have you, and I've been wanting to get WBD on here for a long time because I was familiar with the 504 loans, and I find a lot of people who aren't. So I really would like to thank you for the sponsorship of the program and the time this morning explaining how this all works and how it can be more helpful for small business people out there.
You bet. Our pleasure. And thanks to you and SCORE for all the great work you're doing with small businesses in the area.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to remind you that we're going to take a break next week. There's going to be a Brewer game on, so we're going to take a little bit of a break ourselves. But thank you for listening. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a good day. Enjoy the nice summer day out there.
Okay.